Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey guys, before I get to my little rant, I have mentoring spots open this month, a couple left, and you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. If you're going through something hard and you need somebody to help you through it, check me out. I'm your girl. I just kind of wanted to have more of a candid episode today and talk about relationships and how important it is to be there for others, even if previously you haven't liked them. So I had elementary, junior high, and high school with this girl named Sadie, okay? And she was an introvert, super smart. Like, we shared honors classes together all through junior high and high school. But she's on the academic games. She plays every instrument. Like, she's brilliant. But me being in the room, my presence, like, irritated her to no end. Like, we would banter back and forth. Like, we tolerated each other and maybe sometimes might have, like, hated each other. And, like, just my general, breath in the room, like, annoyed her. So I'm, like, this peppy, like, smiles all the time, like, cheerleader, you know, and she's just like, So fast forward, you know, and I'm married, have my babies, Clint's sick, he gets me a road bike because I ran a couple marathons, hated to run. If you followed my story at all, like, I didn't start running till my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and it helped me battle depression and anxiety. And I ran 2 full marathons, a bunch of halves, but Clint really wanted me to get a bike, which, how fortuitous is that? Because I have hip dysplasia, now I'm finding out. And if I would have kept running, it just damages, you know, makes it harder for me. So he gets me this road bike, okay? And it has clipped pedals, like, everything. And I'm just like, okay. And so I was friends on Facebook with my friend Sadie, right? We were on academic games together. I mean, like, we just weren't each other's cup of tea, you know, but we were acquaintances over the years. So I saw that she did triathlons and she was on her road bike and, you know, was posting stuff. So I reached out to her and messaged her and was like, hey, would you be willing to go on a bike ride with me as a newbie, you know? And that is, you know, been in the last 10 years. And since then, we've been great friends. And you know, total different planes of life, different religions, different belief system. She is amazing and so kind. She plays the bagpipes among the many myriad of instruments that she plays, but she plays the bagpipes and played them at Clint's interim. So, like, when at the graveside, she was there playing the bagpipes, like, just a stellar, amazing person and amazing friend. And, you know, we reach out and maybe do something every quarter. And so we went today to Trader Joe's, and then she's like, hey, she has a mohawk with dreadlocks. And she's like, and she's right now she's a math professor at a college. Amazing. So smart. But she has dreadlocks. She's like, hey, would you shave my, you know, shave the sides for me? And I was like, sure. You know, and we're just sitting there giggling. And, well, let's play that. I'm giggling and she's kind of chuckling, you know. But, and it just, like, warmed my heart today to just be like, and I wanted to share that message with you that, you know, that person that might not have been your cup of tea when you were in grade school, junior high, high school, people change and they need friends. And I'm so grateful that I reached out to her and that we've continually, you know, been in each other's life. And I even wrote about it in my book. She's in there too. So I'm just, you know, I guess my message that I wanted to share is reach out to people and be brave and have courage, because you never know who needs you in their life. And if you have that thought, like, you know, well, that would be weird. You know, it's way better to have that weird interaction than nothing at all, and think you missed an opportunity on a great friendship. Even though, like I say, you could have been like me and like, I did not, no way, you know, like, not my cup of tea, you know, but she totally is my cup of tea now, and we're totally different teas, and that's okay. She's so cute and she's amazing. She's, you know, in the dating scene of being a, she's in a lesbian, and it's hard for her to get out and branch out because she's an introvert. And, you know, so I did a little shout out on my Instagram, like, hey, any like hot lesbians that are amazing, or if you know anybody, reach out to me, you know, because she's such a phenomenal person. And anyway, and struggles, you know, with making connections and putting herself out there and creating friendships. So anyway, I just wanted to pop on and tell you guys, take the risk. You never know. Even if you didn't like them, even if they were snarky, even if you didn't get along with that person, you know, times change and ebb and flow. And when you grow up, you know, people need each other. We need connection. You know, that is the basic, one of the basic needs for all humans, you know, irregardless of your personality type, your religion, you know, your sexual preference. It doesn't matter. We all need friends and connection, and we need to put ourselves out there. And maybe those people that are more introverted, it's harder for them. But just try and have courage, because you never know who needs you and who you need. And try the different cups of tea. You might like it, even if you think you don't. So anyway, I love you guys. And don't forget, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. You can see all that's happening and going on. I have an amazing August 22nd to the 25th. I'm going to be doing a relationship revolution, and it's 4 days. Transform one relationship in 4 days. And it's going to be Facebook Live. I'll be popping on. If you don't follow me on Facebook, check me out, Camille Bauer and Clint the Cancer Warrior family. That is my name on Facebook, or Instagram, Camille Bauer. You can check my website out, CamilleBauer.com, and see the links for, I think, all those social media channels. My team does. So I do a weekly newsletter. You can sign up for that, and keep you updated on the light that I love to share. So go out, be sunshine for somebody, and reach out to others. Friends are important. Connection's important. Love you guys.